we want to talk about how this money has performed in the very first quarter. In other words, whether all of us were ready to and so, the first presentation, therefore, because Limpopo is struggling to have an international airport, we will then allow Limpopo to be the first. Secondly, because Mpumalanga is also struggling to have an international airport, they will be followed by Mpumalanga. And then the Northwest is also here. They're also having a problem with an international airport. That's what we will also do. And then the free problem. Over to you, MEP. And your team. Okay, can somebody get the MEP some cup of tea, juice, or fruit, sandwich?
Thank you, Chairperson. Members of the committee, my colleagues and other MECs who are present, and officials of public works and all provinces.
Look upside down.
I'm not sure whether
I'm going to do this. On this thing is upside down.
Okay.
And you?
Okay, Chairperson, I'm with my team at the HOC meeting with Mr. Tivakhale and Donald TV, who is the chief director in the project management, and Mr. Matia, who is the project manager, chief director. Chairperson, I'm going to allow the HOD to lead us in the presentation with your permission.
Thank you, Chairperson, fellow members of the committee. The outline of our presentation will to introductory issues that are on trend the allocation has failed and actually established on the ground. And we'll also do a brief assessment of the department monitoring capacity. And lastly, we'll talk to challenges and the way forward. Just as an introduction, our National Department of Public Works has been paying for some of these rates and taxes to various municipalities on rural property that belong to provincial government, the bulk of which are schools. The rest of the provincial rural property rates and taxes payments were paid in a scattered manner among provincial departments of the local government according to land use. The 2008-2009 budget and the MTS period has an allocation of just about 12 million as conditional grants to pay for municipal rates and taxes for functions that were then devolved from the National Department of Public Works. A list of the properties provided from the National Department of Public Works our Department of Public Works is also then engaged the National Department and established that only 12 municipalities out of 30 were actually winning for rates and taxes in the province. And the National Department is using the PMIS system and that. And our provincial Department of Public Works adopted the IPWeb system, which is a system that is introduced to be used nationally. For asset register and municipal rates and taxes models. in terms of data time in allocation, the default function is only first day of implementation and service cannot be called from the own feature data. And those are all the shepherd indicators we are taking to the first settlement in the first quarter. But the collection of data in the coming years will afford us in the opportunity to extrapolate those. We have so far increased the IE web program with the referred data to enable operators to pay the bills on quality. Training has also provided for officials responsible for payment to ensure that proper payments are processed by various municipalities. We have also allocated user IDs and passwords for IE web systems to start operating. And our reports will be generated from the IUS system and verified on bus. In terms of transfer and expenditure as we continue, we have planned to disperse this conditional grant as follows. In the current month, we have planned to there's 25%, followed by September, the same percentage, in October, the same percentage, and in February 2009, we indicate that we would have implemented the investment to its complete stage for this financial year. There was a GMA Technical College workshop which also confirmed that if we take that approach, we'll be able to get this done. Honorable Chairperson, in the first quarter expenditure on this item is nil at the moment, and we want to take advantage of the municipal valuation law, which is considered with the financial year, which is the 1st of July. In terms of the department's monitoring capacity, we are presently capturing details of properties that have been developed in the IEWF system, as I indicated earlier on. This will ensure that this functional grant is utilized for development in terms of submission fees that we received from the National Department of Statistics. The challenges that we face currently is around the information going down to municipalities in terms of this, the new billing system. But already we have started to visit municipalities and inform them in terms of how this will work. And I, as I indicated earlier on in the presentation, only some municipalities were actually in the national department. So we face a challenge that we need to make it a point that we bring other municipalities in the province in line. And we have indicated in the presentation that we will organize a workshop to discuss the billing issues and ensure that there is compliance. And we just also highlighted the challenge that this, this dual system of billing causes a little bit of information, of confusion, because when you move from the old system to the new one, you will have a little bit of cheating problem. Honorable Chairperson, that will be the end of our presentation on the issue of evolution of payment of rates and taxes. Thank you.
Okay, so there we are. Nil expenditure. So clearly it means that you did not need the money, and so the money must then be recalled. But that's what you keep doing and saying to the department in Limpopo. I mean, look, I'm not sure whether the members want to raise questions there. Members, do we want to raise questions on this one? Limbombo has received 12.2 million. They have not spent in the first quarter. So do you want to raise questions? Comments? Nothing. Master, I'm going.
Yes, Chair, thank you. I find this somewhat treacherous. I think that bills need to be paid. We need to use the money that has been made available to us. I was wondering about the process of training people and equipping them to become able to use the system. It was said that a workshop was going to be held. And we seem to have workshops endlessly. I was wondering if that is the most effective way, whether there is any follow-up afterwards.
You know what we can do? We can really make this meeting pretty short by just asking everybody whether they've been able to spend this money in this quarter. We could just go straight to the MEC Northwest and just ask the same question instead of allowing them to make all the presentations. Just to ask the question, have you MEC been able to spend this brand new conditional grant? Yes, no. No background, no conduct.
I flew from Northwest to here. I don't think it's fair for me to come and say yes or no. I think it's fair for me to give some kind of answer as to how things develop. And, you know, sometimes even if you didn't spend, there might be reasons which might clarify the situation. So I don't know, Chairperson, whether
you know, really, this is my dilemma is when these things are done and created.
Okay.
Now I'm coming in. I'm saying when all of these things are done, we always expect everybody to be ready to absorb, to have plans ready, and so on. But maybe then let me hear everybody so that we then just say one of the things in terms of the movement forward, and we will not then throw questions to Limbombo for now. Let's hear Northwest, the MEC, and his DG are also here from Northwest. Let me see.
Yeah, thanks, Jefferson. In terms of this grant, and I think maybe the HOD and the team will elaborate better, we have received 58.995 million. The challenge that we have, Jefferson, is that the formula, for example, because public works have been paying municipalities directly. The challenge that we have in now is the system they were using. Every time they pay, a municipality left certain funds unpaid. Now, transferring this money to us, create a situation where, for example, here after receiving this money, we received a claim from one municipality saying we owe them 90 million, which is far above the money that we have. That's my feeding municipality. 90 billion. Now, that prompted us to say, it's not going to help just to try and throw money around. We try to go into this budget and find out how their billing system works, try to help them to clean the system, and so on and so forth. But we also took a principal decision that said, or an principal decision that said, out of this 58 million, we want to try and make sure that at least each and every municipality receives a bit of it. We may not pay everything at once, but at least to alleviate the pressure that municipalities are currently having. And then, in our discussions with Matisse's board, the reason why Matisse, in most cases, receives the bulk of the money is because it is situated in the capital city. Most of the buildings are there in Matisse. That is why you find that in most cases, they represent about 80% or 75-80% of the allocation. So we have now agreed with them that at least 30 million rand is what it makes financial sense to us. And there is a common understanding between us and them that at least 30 million rand is what we can gain. And in terms of our own assessment, even after paying 30 million rand, the remaining amount, because other municipalities are quite not such big spenders, can simply be shared among them. But that's the challenge that we have to clean the billing system of the so that at least whatever money we receive as a grant can be dispersed properly. But I can assure this committee that the 30 million must be gained is an agreed figure. It will go out. The CFO is here, the HOD is here, we can go out as soon as possible. That one will be paid. But for the other, we still have to go through the process so that we don't just throw money without having verified whether indeed that money is being authorized. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I think we we've got to find a way. It's a pity the National Department is not here. Because then part of the problem is also, I'm talking National Public Works now. But then part of the problem is, now having created this conditional grant, I mean, the basis is fine. But clearly, some audits have not been done for that, just in terms of how much is owed. Because it looks like people that created this conditional grant as if they are going to be paid new bills. I mean, bills from scratch. Whereas there is some historical debt, if you like. And I'm worried about how do we then deal with the historical debt. I'm just raising this because of what the MEC has just said. If they were allocated 50 million, and Mafikeng says, you owe us 90. That's Mafikeng says, already they are engaged in negotiations, etc., etc., and then the other municipalities have to share the 28 million. I think there's a problem. I mean, something that we still have to come back to. National Treasurer is here, but the National Department of Public Works is not here. We'll have to come back to that discussion. But then, let me just check this department, let me see, is it only Public Works or Public Works and Roads? Okay, that's fine. If then we have departments that have combined Public Works and Roads, the road component also must then deal with the IGP. Right, this is then Northwest. This is a big problem. MEC Mpumalanga, the only public works office. Public works office. Okay, over to you.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. In our case, we haven't spent this quarter. But what we've done is there were bills that were still owed. We were taking out those issues of bills owed and current. What we've done is we've separated the bills that were owed and rerouted them for payment at the National Department. And then we have only verified 60 million that they're supposed to pay for this deal with better paying in this court and then paid in the last court.
No, but
I think that's the right approach,
though. No, I think it is correct. That's the best approach, right, though. Because that's really what you need to do. Throw it back to them. Throw it back to them, I think that's the best approach. Throw it back to them. But we will have to finalize the way, have a way forward in terms of dealing with that. Now that's Mpumalanga on this brand new grant. Veska, tell us something about this brand new conditional grant. But by the way, you are both African syndrome. Okay. Right? What's in
Do you want to just deal with the of the new grant or the...
Both of them, because you've got them, you both took the job.
Okay. I think, look, in terms of, look, of the property side, the story is no different from what, look, you've had from the other provinces. I think we are ready to, look, anticipate that the payment, look, will happen in this month, look, in the month of August. Because look, we've now received look, the accounts and so on from some of the municipalities, even though look, not all of them look, have submitted their of the accounts. But the preparations and so on look, to be able to look to move look, are now look, in place. I think the one issue, I don't know whether it is the case with the other colleagues, that look, we've grappled with and have registered with the National Treasury as well, is that the allocation, in our view, is not adequate to cover the what we believe look, is going to look to be forthcoming in terms of look, of the account. We estimate that look, in terms look, of look, we allocated 147 billion. Look, we estimate that that might be about 30 million shy of where look, we need to look to be. But that particular challenge has been registered with our national treasury, as well as our colleagues look at the national public works. I think, do you want me to just or to do the whole presentation and be done?
Do the IGP.
Okay. In as far as the IGP is concerned, we look to do well. There are no problems there. Look, in the first quarter, look, we've already spent about 70 million of the, I think, look, we've got 299 million look, for the current financial year. So look, we're moving well, and look, we don't anticipate that look, we're going to pick up look, any problems. I think the 70 or so million is about 23%, which is well in line with the nominal 25% after the third quarter. I think there have been a few challenges which look, we've managed reasonably well. With regards to the heavy winter rainfall and so on, which is the normal thing for us here. But look, we're quite happy that 100% of the grant look will be spent, and that's been the norm for our program. Thank you.
Hi. Okay. You're acting for your AOG from the Free Province. Come on, Zohar.
Thank you, Chairperson. My apologies for not being seen actually. I'm acting today. Free State's got the similar problem. We've got an amount of 125 million for property and agent taxes. And the issue is this money has not been transferred to us yet. It's going to be transferred equal to Mpumalanga in four transfers, one in August, one in September, one in October, and then one in February. So we've not received the money, we've not spent it. The reason for that is Public Works, National Public Works, has paid for the full year. They pay their rates and taxes for a full year. We intend to pay it monthly. What happens here is we do not know. The same with other provinces, we do not know several issues. So So we opted for paying monthly instead of paying a one-off payment in August or in September when the claims become available. The similar problems in other provinces, we do not know several of the municipalities. We had site visits at the municipalities. Several of the municipality records are incorrect, the site numbers, the owners. For instance, National Works paid for 158 properties, though our assets registered and confirmed on site visits is 470 assets or properties. Some of the assets were not proclaimed, therefore the 158 might be correct. But if Maluti or Kufum quickly succeed in proclaiming, doing all their homework, then we will have to pay for 470, meaning that our rates and taxes amount will be too little. If we take in consideration that we only pay for 8 months, it's only from August, because National Works has paid until the end of July, we now pay from August till end of March, our financial year, then this might be enough, although if the municipalities do their work and they proclaim and everything is correct, then we might run short of about between 30 and 50 million, depending on where we stand. As far as the infrastructure grant goes, we have received an amount of 360 million infrastructure grant. Our expenditure end of first quarter, in other words, after 25% of the time, is 40% expenditure. We will exceed the expenditure way before the end of the financial year and supplement it with our own voted funds. Capacity constraints, as far as the payment of rates and taxes, we've got a close cooperation between National Works and ourselves. People have been trained. The payment is a straight payment. It is not that difficult. The confirmation whether it is correct, whether the calculated amount is correct, the claimed amount is correct, whether that property is actually our property, or it might be on the municipal's land, and it might be the municipality's property, but our school is standing on that property. Such issues does give a problem to the payment. Capacity constraints on the technical engineering, I'm not going to touch on it. There are reasons for the high expenditure, such as the high inflation rate, which has been discussed at many fora before this. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, so just before that, Madison, which province has not spoken? Right? Okay, then. I just wonder, because there are similar problems, right? Just to have one discussion. Yes, Mr.
And that thing, I just want to put on record that we have really deviated from our norms for the 6 weeks. That normally, if the HOG or the political authority are not here, we normally don't listen to the waterfall presentation. So I just want to place on record that we can continue, but we have really set a new precedent now.
No, the point is that I'm saying he's acting, and so I could not then throw him away. Well, he got a full mandate from the principal. If he was any other person, if he had come in another capacity, not as an actor, I would have closed him down. But that's really the issue. And I mean, because they know that. And this is why, therefore, he was made to act. Well, if he does not act, then it means he can't come as any other in another designation. This is what I'm saying. He wouldn't be coming from them as chief director, whatever, and director, whatever. But because now he is in the shoes of the accounting office, it's a delegation, basically. That's what I'm saying. But I think let's really not engage it now. I know what you're saying, but there's something also. And this is the kind of, it's not a dilemma, basically. I mean, if somebody is not in, they put in somebody to act, they practice common practice. Now,
so
I'm just saying,
what I'm saying, would we have said the president?
Not the president for now, but I'm saying he's acting.
The president.
Fine. The next...
stop people, chase people away, tell them to come back and submit documents, and go back and pretend
for acting. Okay. Any other province?
Carl Tim. Let me check your designation.
Chairperson, my name is Dingane Sidumo. I'm the acting HOD. Chairperson, the Department of Public Transport, Roads and Works in Gauteng is a recipient of three conditional grants. We have the devolution of rates, we have Gautrain, and we have the infrastructure grants for provinces. And I would start with Gautrain, and my colleague DDG Transport would speak on the infrastructure grant for provinces, and we'll complete with Mr. So Martin to speak on the devolution of rates. Gautrain chairperson and the committee, under the current financial year, we have got a budget of 4.7 billion. In the first quarter, in the first month of the first quarter, we spent 842 million. And in the second, in May, we spent 600 million. And in June, we spent 547 million. This comes to an amount of 2 billion that we have spent, which makes 48% of the budget. It is clear, Chairperson, that in the current year, in terms of the momentum of the project, the Gautrain project, that the allocated money from the vote will be depleted before or within the second quarter. But we know that Gautrain will also be funded through loans, so the provincial treasurer will then be raising loans. Under the current year, as we go forward to deal with the issue of the impending shortfall, we expect in that an amount of 3.8 billion will be raised. So at the end of the year, from the 4.7 billion in total, we projecting to spend 8.6 billion on the project.
On the infrastructure grant, we received about 315 million. Which we have spent on roads, and for the first quarter we expended 162 million, and that amounts to about 49% in terms of the percentage wise, and we expecting to extend the entire allocation by the end of the financial year. Of course, we will supplement that with the budget that comes from the department.
Thank you, Chair. On public works, and I won't go through all the various departments, but in the conditional grant, we certainly envisage spending it all in line with the budget statement three of the programs that we are involved in. In the presentation pack, you will see per client the breakdown of what the expenditure has been, and we record it in two ways, Chair. One, we record it as the best line, and the committed. And in this case, committed is not contract signed. Committed here is invoiced and in the process of being paid. We sometimes do get kick-ups and delays in payments, so we find that it does skew the figures. So I won't go through all the departments, but they are basically in the presentation that's handed out. On the devolution of rates, Chair, if I can just take you through, it's also in the pack. I won't go through the background, but certainly going through the implementation stage that we sit at the moment, it's the last two pages. What we have done in Gauteng, we've engaged all the 12 municipalities to try and address this issue of the payment. We have not received the first tranche of money from the from the Treasury. We believe it was due this week, so it will be in place, and hence obviously our expenditure is zero. What we have done in the meantime is certainly to Tshwane, Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni, we've verified what is due in terms of the evaluation roles. We've done the whole of Tshwane, 100% complete, City of Joburg 80% and 75%, 76% of Ekurhuleni. We've captured payments that are due. And obviously, we've now also trained our own officials, because one of the devolutions that happened is that the money came across, but no people came across. So we had to retrain our own people, the current staff we had, to do this function. Working very closely with National Public Works and the IE work system, we're trying to ensure that what has come across to us is the amounts we owe. However, Chair, there are certain things that we would like to highlight to the committee and its members. The first thing is that we are projecting a 97 million rand shortfall. We've been given 155, we're projecting 97 million rand shortfall, and this is to do the kind of the values that have come through to us in the assessment from the departments of National Public Works. Also, what's happened is in the meantime, there's been some revised calculations of rates and taxes, and this has increased. So we don't know the amount that are coming through or based on what number and at what rates these were calculated at. That's certainly another challenge for us. The other issue is certainly in terms of the Giyama, the requirements of Giyama. We've gone through and trying to put the whole thing together with the asset register. We're trying to get the two values in line, and hence the municipal rate value that we'll be paying is in line with that. Now, we have been indicated to us that what will happen is that if this is the Free State, there will be one account sent to us, and we'll pay it, once off. Now, that's fine. But if Treasury releases the money in four tranches, we certainly go through immediately. We'll pay the first quarter, which will be the 50-odd million rand, and then we're going straight into arrears for the next 9 months, because the money's not being released in one piece now. At a meeting last week, Wednesday, this was raised with the team and with National Public Works to say, clearly from our point of view, municipalities are invoicing us once, and we get the money in four times. It's going to create an immediate problem. The second issue, which we think is also extremely of concern, is that there are historical arrears which may be coming through with these payments. We indicated to National Public Works last week at a meeting on the evolution of rates, where we discussed with them and we said, look, clearly we could only go forward. We can't take all the arrears. They were going to try and quantify those arrears and ascertain whether the reality is who would carry the cost for the arrears. And just the last thing, Chair, in terms of the personnel issue, what happened was with the devolution of the money coming down to the provinces, there was an assumption that we would just automatically be able to do this fairly quick and fairly easy. The reality is that currently we've had to retrain some of our staff to now do this function as well, as no personnel or personnel costs were given to us to implement the devolution of rates. But certainly we are on track. We have raised the concerns, but we are proceeding with all what we need to do to meet the deadlines as set out. But we are concerned that we certainly would need to address this issue, and we have forwarded them to the National Department of Public Works to address them with us. Thank you, Chair.
I will not address myself to the devolution grant. I think it's best to do that. But I will talk to the infrastructure grant related issues. I think, and maybe it's something that you will consider for the next time, because while some of the departments here not combine roads and they can't talk to infrastructure grant, but I think all the public works departments should have something to say around the infrastructure grant related issues, because remember, the infrastructure grant is the supplementary grant that supplements education, health, and roads. So obviously next week you are going to be talking to health and education, looking at their spending plans. And one of the issues that you will see is that some of them are not performing well. And but they will tell you that it's public works that is the problem. You see. And I think that is why I'm saying I don't know how you would deal with this, because when also maybe public works will say the education and health are a problem. And what I know is the problem is somewhere in between, because I think both sides there is a problem. When you look at from the public side, sometimes they can be slow in procurement processes, and the issue is how far we are in getting those people right to respond correctly. Sometimes it's pure processing of payment. We had a case with KZN for instance, health, where they were saying they had spent so little, but the money had just spent, but when the treasurer now was picking out the invoices were somewhere, they were not processed. So, and then the payments reflect those spendings. So those are some of the issues. The other issues around reporting, which is also the feedback that departments will get from public work. The other issues is around retention, closure of projects. I mean, when you look at Limpopo, education, I mean, most of the projects, you know, I think even in Mpumalanga, most of the projects are in retention. And really, that is the area where public work also is operating. So what I'm saying is, it's to be fair on those health and education departments, and also to get to this issue when they will say public is the problem when public is not there. Somehow you need to be able to find a way of bringing the balance so that the problems where they are, we can address them, because obviously we are aware also that even some of the departments of health and education are a problem in terms of being able to complete their projects on time. We will have plans that are completed, and then the projects that you see in implementation don't talk to the plans, which means that they change their minds very late, and therefore public works doesn't have enough time to start design and planning the project, and therefore delays in starting the project. But what you see in some of the provinces that the spending that is happening now is mostly on the projects that are coming from last year. For the current year, they still struggle. And we do have a system that everybody agrees would work best. But the issue is people taking decisions and acting at the right time. You know? So what I'm saying is somehow we need to find a balance in terms of closing the loop of accountability, both sides that are basically part of the solution and part of the problem.
Okay, so we'll come back to that discussion. It's a useful element. Because we will have to come back and raise the question with the public works, now that they are here. I, for instance, we had a meeting with the HOD Northwest, I think some time back, with the provincial treasurer in that process. And we've always wanted this opportunity, especially to meet with the public works department, precisely because you are right, that issue comes all the time. We will come back to it so that each Department of Public Works that is here, there's a question that we want to raise with them. Because we also do want to assist to ensure that, firstly, they also have the capacity, but secondly, they also do not become a scapegoat by other departments. I know from the same would be said about Mpumalanga, because both education and health in Mpumalanga are spending all the way. I mean, are understanding. And always fingers are pointed to public works in that department, I mean, in that province, right? But then let's just talk about this property rates thing. That you see, housing also raises another matter, which the other provinces did not raise, and I think it's a critical matter. New rates from the point of view of municipality. Have you taken that also into account in dealing with the historical debt? So there are two things there. There's the historical debt, but then there's also new rates that have come in at the level of municipalities. And so I want us then to just have a discussion on this one and maybe come up with some proposals. We might want to have a meeting with the department, National Department of Public Works, specific on this one. Just then to say, because you see the discussion here is also timely because the adjustment period is just around the corner. And so maybe in the context of the adjustment, what is it that the national department must do to try and obviate some of the problems that would be faced by the provinces? You know, assignments must be followed by funding, adequate funding. But then already you see here that this funding is inadequate from day one. How are we going to deal with that? That's it. It's on the table. Yes, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. I think that with regard to this grant, conditional grant, I think we have done just well. I mean, we had all provinces. Either it has not been dissolved, or I mean, it has not been devolved to the province, or where it is devolved, the money is insufficient to deal with this, is insufficient for the province to be able to execute its responsibility. I think that the best way is to invite Public Works. National Treasurer will also be there to ensure that we can deal with this. And the sooner we deal with this,
maybe within this program of
this work, that's what I'm report. I think we must find a day so that it is resolved as early as possible, as you have indicated, for instance, that we're moving towards adjustment. But the other question that it raises is that, I think that the issue of the this grant is a good grant. However, if you look at this problem, so you can call it a different problem, not clear if Public Works itself can get itself for the implementation of this for this program. So I think that those are the questions that they will be able to respond to as to how ready themselves are for the implementation of this program, let alone they were to call it the problem. Because if they were ready, why is it that by the end of the first quarter, provinces have not received what they were entitled to? I think that it's an issue that we need to deal with urgently. I'm not sure if we can, or you wanted us now to deal with this one.
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Okay.
Anything? I think there are clear challenges with regard to the implementation of the devolution of labor taxes, continual granting to provinces. And I think some of the challenges, I think, are challenges which have been there. In other words, the mandate itself, I think, to some extent, compounded what has been a problem. Because, for example, I think the two things, one, at municipality level, I think the capacity is very limited.
Yeah.
But also, that does not exonerate provinces per se. So if you throw in a mandate of this magnitude, I think it's also compounding the existing problem. And I think that the approach that says a meeting needs to be convened with National Department of Public Works, it's an approach which is correct. But maybe it would have been much better if, for example, your committee find an opportunity to engage, for example, the department at the level of MINMEC, where provinces are actually present. But at least it's not a question of the department nationally singing from a different book from that of the process. I'm saying, if ever possible, it would be very useful if such an interaction can take place at that level, where you have all the MDCs from provinces together with national, and at least there can be a kind of holistic approach to the issues. But secondly, to say that, you know, the municipalities, and I think this point has been made over and over again at different forums, that they are a very important layer of delivery. And in most instances, we may not be able to identify what the problems are if problems like this persist, because these can simply serve as tables where the party says we couldn't proceed simply because we are owed money. So I'm saying, therefore, that if we don't resolve it, and I don't know what the role of SALGA is within that particular arrangement, because I know that SALGA, they always come public to say that the funds are being owed X amount of money. And I'm not sure whether what they are saying is in tandem with what we are saying in terms of figures. So I'm therefore saying, as institutions, we need to find way of talking to each other, especially when we are given a mandate to deal with levels of service delivery at one particular point. So I'm therefore saying that for me, I think we need to say to, maybe to SALGA, what are the capacity problems within municipalities that need to be addressed? And I'm convinced in my own mind that, for example, your billing system in these municipalities is not correct. And it's not that, you know, there are people who are not interested. It's just that maybe they're operating within a system that they themselves don't understand. They need to be assisted, the capacity needs to be plowed in that system so that at least they can be assisted to be able to respond. And of course, the role of National Treasury cannot be overemphasized. So finally, let me say that I think the critical issues that I think SALGA can assist in on is the issue of historical debt. Because until such time that you clean this thing or you write it off, it will remain. But there has to be an agreement. There has to be a convergence of ideas to say, what do we do with this? Because every provincial, we don't have that money. We don't have it. We don't even have it. As simple as that. So we need to find a way. National must say to us, how best can we deal with this thing? But that decision must take on board municipal system. But it must not be decided on their behalf. They must part and parcel of the decision itself.
Anything? Just to say that maybe it's the first year that we have to deal with this grant, and it was the first quarter, and we never had a chance as MINMEC even to reflect on the teething problem that we're having. So probably in our next MINMEC, we have to look at this matter and look at how we should handle it. Also, maybe probably at a provincial level, where we need to assist at the resolution of this problem at a national level might be to get really into what mitigated saying, the analysis of the problem, where lies the problem, so that we can be able to say, even at our forum, at our provincial coordinating forum, say how is it that we can actually enter into that. I think that could be the best way of clearing all this, because I think it's our element.
Correct. Thank you, Chairperson. I think we're not differing with what the provinces are saying wishing to address this matter and admin. But I think that there is no contradiction from the proposal that we are making in terms of saying we will endeavor to address this matter here. There's no contradiction that provinces can as well do it as well to call it. And with us, I think that what we're saying is that to us we're seeing a sense of ensuring that there is smooth execution of this. So that is why we're saying that we would like to engage public, National Department of Public Works to assist that process of resolving it, of continuing with the discussion. So I just wanted to clarify that.
These proposals are correct. We could be able, for instance, because as you're saying, maybe MINMEC might be sitting a bit later.
Sure.
But getting National Treasury and National Public Works is not difficult. You can get them next year. And of course, the good thing is that all the submissions from the provinces are with us now. And so we just engage them on the basis of the submission. And then we then take further the discussion, because I think you are also right in terms of the readiness also of the national department. For instance, do they have a dedicated capacity that must be dealing with the same conditional grant in the national department itself, so that we then are able to ensure that
it then addresses exactly the issues. But the biggest issue is, which we've got to raise, how do we deal with the historical issue? And MEC Tibedi says, do we write it off? I mean, look, when you go to, the media is forever reporting about so much old, about 44 billion plus now, in the last media report. And so how do you approach this thing? Do we take a decision boldly, write it off, so that all the provinces start at a clean slate? But the clean slate has problems. There are new tariffs and so on. How do they deal with that? The provinces, okay? So clearly, we've got to resolve it at that level. You see, because you don't want, there's a problem that has happened in health and education. The OSG has created a problem of overspending. So you don't want that now, because we've learned some lessons in the other departments. When these new things come in, the national department, I mean, we were told, for instance, the National Department of Health issued guidelines that are not clear. And so provinces are just to sit there and say, well, every position is a special scheme. And so OSG had to pay for everything, for everybody. Because everybody was regarded as a special skill. Even cleaner was special skill. So clearly, if the national department does not clarify this matter in terms of the historical debt and the new direction and what arrangements have been made to deal with emergencies, it's a matter that I think we must. I think, in fact, the meeting would also reflect the seriousness with which we're taking this matter ourselves, and therefore ensure that the National Department also takes this seriously, so that we must just deal with that in that way. But you might be having something here, because this is your specific portfolio.
Yes. This is my baby indeed.
Okay.
In terms of Ariadne, the principle was accepted during the visits that we conducted in the provinces, that the provinces would not assume the arrears. The debt would have to be cleared by public works. Now, also in terms of arrears, money was allocated some years back to clear all arrears that municipalities were claiming. And so in other words, this problem is not new. Government did decide some years back to solve this problem, and about $500 million was allocated to clear all areas. So the National Treasury would like to know where these areas are coming from. And Public Works has been asked to find out the reason why these areas are arising at this stage, because they were supposed to have been cleared. Now, what we are hearing is that, and I suppose Public Works will come and speak, but from my side, what I'm hearing is that municipalities did not have the capacity to ask for the money at the time that they were told to make claims for the year. Now, is that something that would be acceptable? Because money was made available, everyone was invited to have a share of that money, and certain municipalities did not come forward. Okay? And so part of the reason is that they did not have the capacity to claim that. In terms of the property...
Are you saying municipalities do not have capacity just to claim?
Well, that's what we're told, yeah. That's what we're told. This is one of the reasons that has been put forward. I don't know the extent to which we can accept a reason like that.
Okay.
So in other words, somebody needed to compile, what is the size of the debt from some basis of some kind.
And if, you know, some municipalities did not have an official to do that, I suppose that is how a reasoning like this could be, you know, put forward. So maybe there was a vacancy in a municipality. I don't know.
What
do you think?
Switch off your mic, John.
I think the issue of municipal capacity to do things like billing is a real one,
yeah.
I must say. And I think it is really true that some of them simply just don't claim properly. So what I'm saying is the departments, like the Department of DPLG, in terms of their municipal assistance act responsibility, and provincial treasurers also in terms of the MFNA responsibility, I think that they have got a task to really assist municipalities in this kind of situation. So I think at the provincial level, really, the public works should also draw upon them to assist them, because those are the departments that really engages with municipalities in a much more intense than they should be doing that. So I think they should be brought in as part of the solution, therefore, to assist the municipalities. And maybe this is actually an opportunity then to actually steer them in the right direction of getting the basics right, which is being able to collect your money, you know?
What? Okay.
If I may continue.
Sure.
Now, with regard to the effects of the implementation of the Property Rights Act, Public Works is trying to put together the amount that will be required to meet the bill. And I would like to include it in the adjusted estimate. But I would like Public Works to come and say that itself.
Okay.
Yeah, sir. I think that, you know, as people speak, it's clear that things become clearer and our challenges as well become clearer. I think when we invite Public Works, DPLG as well, we'll invite them, and Falcon. But, you know, sometimes we will pass this legislation, and one requirement of passing legislation is cost into the legislation. Sometimes, at some areas, instances it is done successfully, at times, not done successfully. Because these are some of the issues that should be taken into account. I agree, well, with the National Federal, that the issue of capacity. Especially the billing sector. You have seen, it's an open secret that even our biggest mess is always on the, what you call it, on paper, because it can't fix this billing, what you call the matter. And you need to understand, can fix it. Clearly, there's going to be problems and others. But we can't say because municipalities have got problems, and therefore, it's their baby. We have a constitutional responsibility to assist as national and provincial. So, but I think that meeting then will really be, should really be able to assist the children.
Look, the meeting will be held on Thursday next week. The following will participate: DPLG, National Treasury, Public Works, SALGA, and DPSA.
Yeah.
Because this billing thing is big.
No, it's a big problem.
Now, as partners, then, as partners, everybody must then be able to tell us what it is that they are going to do to assist at the billing level. Of course, this is part and parcel of our ongoing engagement with the other stakeholders. But then this one is a very specific matter. We're also happy, George, that it's something that is considered at the level of adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But it then means that the other matter that then must be dealt with, how do we then deal with the current allocation that you see in the division of revenue? Because I mean, part of the problem is what Gauteng is raising of the four tranches. Is that a solution?
Yeah.
in the context of all of these things, because you also want to resolve the problem of payments to municipalities timely. And so you don't want to wait for the fourth tranche. I think it's another matter that we must pick up and raise in that discussion, so that this tranche's issue, I think this matter must then go back to the provinces, discussed properly with the provinces in terms of how this must be done. So just saying four tranches or five or six is really not resolving their problem. Because one of the things we want to ensure is certainty in the system. Municipalities need their revenue daily so that they are better able to do what they've got to do in terms of service delivery. And so every cent is critical for the survival of municipalities. And I think this is the kind of opportunity which we must not miss. You know, we've never had this opportunity to be saying to national departments the way we shall be saying on that thing. This thing must be dealt with now. All of it politically. The challenges that have been picked up already. Why is it that you're giving this money? I mean, look, Northwest has about this little money. And by the way, it has this number of municipalities. How are we going to deal with that? Does it mean that the 10 million rand, because the problem is that you're also creating problems for Northwest and any other province, by the way. Because they then pay Mafeking and then start talking and paying 2 cents, 1 cent, 2 cents, 2 cents, 4 cents, and there's always some area. And therefore, how do you deal with that? So clearly there are problems just in terms of the allocation that we have here. And I think it was useful that then we had called provinces, because initially I had thought that, no, this is a new grant, let's leave it until the third quarter or fourth. I think we were going to delay the problem. So clearly when we discuss with the national department on Thursday, we shall then be able to show how critical, it's a critically important grant. It should be going in the right direction in terms of addressing cash flows of municipality. But let's also do it right from day one. And this really is an opportunity to do it right. Right? That was then, Madam Nkosi.
Thank you, Chairperson. Seemingly, there is a question of competent MCs, financial officers. Perhaps we could look at provinces organizing clusters, perhaps under a metro or district, because we may not be able to say each and every municipality must definitely have an office that deals with this issue. But if it's done under a cluster, perhaps it could be better off.
Let's leave it for next week for that bigger discussion. I mean, Sauda would be part of the discussion and so on and so forth.
Just the last thing I'm going to say. The money for the first installment has moved from the National Revenue Fund onto Public Works accounts. Public Works, sometime before the end of this month, is going to move the money to the provincial treasury, which will move the money to the provincial Public Works.
No, it's fine, because as I'm saying, when we start talking on Thursday with them, they will also start telling us that they've moved the money. We shall have to look at exactly every detail of the movement of the money, because clearly we've got to ensure that there are no hiccups. I mean, look, these provinces have been in existence for 14 years now. They really are ready. Some provinces here have already said we've done training, etc., etc., etc. And so for built dedicated capacity. And so clearly, again, that's another matter which ought to have been funded from that point of view. And so clearly, those are matters that we must deal with all of them. That's the devolution then.
of the proper time. Can we raise questions then on the IGP?
Yes, I think, Chair, from the IGP side, it's maybe any day from what we see. But the expenditure clearly at this point is also this much to be desired. But the issue that really is, I mean, the comments that we raised, which we're saying we're going to have an over expenditure, but we'll complement that with our own what we call equitable return. The question that statement there is a question that from the beginning, the whole what we call objective of the condition of grant. We mustn't talk here as if the conditional grant is meant is an equitable share. It is a full what we call a budget for a particular department. It's really meant to augment an existing budget. And I think that maybe the way we are accounting, this way of saying this is an IGP and we have this accounting for this IGP alone outside the rest of the budget, it doesn't give us a proper picture. That's why, for instance, in many instances, especially around the roads, we find that there's a lot of under-budgeting because people are only looking at the conditional grant as the main budget rather than having looking at the holistic, what you call the picture. And I think that is that holistic picture that perhaps we should be able to look at as to if this amount has been used, this percentage, the percentage of what is the whole cake? It will give us a better picture. But now, it's a bit difficult. And obviously, the conditional grants are growing at a very fast rate. But I think that is giving us distortion because we can't see a bigger picture. And I think that maybe that's what we kind of reporting that we need to encourage. Because people sometimes they were overspent, yet the rest of the budget has not been, the rest people have not spent the whole budget as understand, but you can't see that because reporting is not confined to one area. Is that the comment, Chair, that I want to... Oh, the last one is